Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Coming up, Trump comments on America's toilets. Yes, that's right. And you know what? I think it's actually kind of a smart thing for him to do. We can get into that coming up here. Plus, I know, Captain Kickass, you had a story about... let's see, what were we going to talk about that you had?
Citizens literally disband town.
Oh, that's right.
To get relief from oppressive taxes. They told the government to GTFO.
I want to hear more about that. Coming up, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about something that is near and dear to our hearts here on Free Talk Live, the freedom of expression. It's one of the things that really sets the United States apart from a lot of the countries around the world is the purported freedom of expression here, and it's not as good as people think that it is.
I'm a huge freedom of speech guy, and my what I tell people is this. Freedom of speech is important, not because you get to say whatever it is your opinion is, but because it allows you to maintain some semblance of knowledge of where all the a-holes are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
they're free to be a-holes.
They're free to say a-hole things. They're, you know, free to publish a-hole, you know, whatever they... You know where they're at because they are allowed to do these things, and I will defend their right to do all of that so yep. that I can keep an eye on where these bastards are.
Good to know.
If you don't do that, then it all goes underground.
That's right. They still stay a-holes.
Yeah. You just lose your ability to know who they are
right,
and where
secret.
They are.
They're secret a-holes at that point. And you don't know which businesses they're running. You don't know if they're working for you. You don't know any of those things.
Right.
So the story here is from CJR.org. They're doing a report, and this is Columbia Journalism Review is what that stands for. They're doing a report from Article 19, which is the name of a UK-based charity that has looked at global freedom of expression, saying that right now it is at its lowest point that it's been in a decade. And they say that it's actually the scores for media freedom and digital free expression are lower than they were a decade ago in every region of the world except Middle East and Africa, which we found surprising. And I think you said off the air, well, maybe they're just so low, the scores in the Middle East and North Africa.
Somebody's got to be at the bottom, right?
That they can't go any lower, essentially. But going on here... The report says the group has also seen an increase in government gangs using digital technology to surveil their citizens, restrict content, and shut down communications. And we've seen that in, you know, places like Hong Kong, the Egyptian Spring or whatever it was, Arab Spring.
Yeah, the internet switch.
Where they just turned off internet access to people. And we've seen, you know, some interesting solutions that the market has come up with to kind of work around these frustrations, like communications programs that are for a phone that do not rely on the internet to communicate, but instead rely on short-range communications of, say, Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, so the text messages can hop from phone to phone in a given radius, and the people in that area can actually communicate, even if the government gang throws the switch and turns off the cell phone service.
You're basically crowdsourcing communication at that point.
Yeah, and there are a couple different programs out there that accomplish this. I was actually experimenting with them recently.
Well, that's right. You downloaded an app or something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I
did. You were playing around with.
There was one called Fire Chat that I played with a couple years ago, and when I recently re-downloaded that, I couldn't get it to load, so I don't know if it was probably something with my phone or whatever, but that was one of them. And then the other one is called Bridgeify. Bridgefy, basically, is how you spell that. And the reason I was looking at those two specifically, because there's like four or five out there, but those were the only two that existed on both the iOS and Android platforms. Right. I figure if you don't have it on both, then you're wasting your time because you wouldn't be able to communicate with everybody if you needed to. So, you know, and this is something we can talk about is some of the alternatives. We mentioned library earlier, lbry.com, which is a video uploading service, or I guess media uploading. You can upload MP3, I think, to it as well.
Nice.
That is decentralized. It's blockchain-based, and so it is not...
I got to go put all my music archives up there, my parody songs, my heavy metal band. I got work to do.
You totally should, because one of the other reasons you want to do that as a creator is you can get paid by other people. They have the library tokens that, you know, are kind of the blockchain cryptocurrency basis for the system, and you can set it to where people can pay for your content. Small, you know, microtransactions.
Like the micropayments, right, yeah.
Yeah, for your content, where you don't have to rely on some big mega corporation to cut you a little slice of whatever ad revenue they're getting from slathering ads all over your product.
Every now and again, I get a payment in my PayPal account or one of my other accounts from the bank. We never made any money, but like I'll get, hey, you've got $1.25 from this
you can buy a pack
quarter
of gum
or something. Yeah, you know.
The organization said the number of alerts received by the Council of Europe about harassment and violence directed toward journalists has almost doubled every year since 2015.
Wow.
When the council's alert program was launched, so it's only been around for 4 years. In 2018, 99 journalists were killed, 21 more than in 2017. At the end of 2018, more than 250 journalists were in prison. And again, this is globally. And that was also up from the year before. And more than 10% of those were being held on false news charges. According to Article 19's analysis, the most alerts about harassment and violence came from Turkey, Russia, Ukraine, Azerbaijan, and France. And more than half of the alerts cited the state as the source of the threat.
Well, duh. I mean, right. Yeah. To us, that's duh. But probably to our listeners, like...
Maybe that's shocking. Yeah.
Yeah.
The report also notes that 2018 saw a clear trend toward verbal abuse and public stigmatization of the media and individual journalists in many member states, including by elected officials, and especially in the run-up to elections. And we've seen Trump lashing out against the media in the United States. Now, whether some of them deserve it or not is another question. And it's one thing to say things about the media. It's another thing to actually put them in a prison cell and threaten them, you know, with violence. One of the biggest factors in the decline of free expression and the free press, according to Article 19, which is, again, the charity that did this research, is the rise of strongman politics in a number of countries characterized by old leaders clinging to power and new leaders coming to power by ignoring and altering a country's constitution, relying on networks of cronyism and corruption, and promoting a muscular form of majoritarian populism, which excludes, polarizes, and silences, railing against the speed bumps of democratic institutions and limits on the exercise of power. I mean, their next sentence here says that sounds like a number of countries that we could name. I would say it sounds like almost all of them.
Yeah, that just sounds like statism.
Yeah, right? That's a typical description of how, you know, government gangs work. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can ring up what you want here. Jerome is on the line with us in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Well, he's already done that when he fired Comey to shut down that investigation. But guess what? Other investigations have come up now, so he can't shut them down. All he can do is hide behind his toadies and the Senate to keep him out of being thrown out of office. That's right. Hey, I want to talk about how this story that came out by Mark Levin about how there were people from the Obama administration that spied on Trump. Well, his own hand-picked investigator by Barr found out no such evidence of that. So why won't they mention that? And now he's got this other little toady, Giuliani, running around Ukraine again trying to dig up more dirt, but he doesn't want anybody to come and testify in front of Congress about that. He's probably going to save him for the Senate too, huh? So all his little toadies can protect him.
Now, Captain Kickass, why are you making that little ditty with
the whole
mouth there?
The whole aim of politics is just to rile up all the people. Right? You know, to get you looking left when they're actually moving right, and get you looking right when they're actually moving left.
Wait, are you saying that Jerome is being distracted by Donald Trump?
I'm just saying that they're very effective at getting Jerome riled up.
Mm. This is true.
No, Jerome? I just want, let Giuliani go in front of Congress with all this new evidence
Nothing's going to happen even if they let him.
Maybe they should just all go to prison. How about that?
Oh, that'd be a good start. That'd be a good
Thanks
start.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jerome. I appreciate it. Actually, I'm not in favor of locking people up, even scummy politicians. I just want them to leave people alone. I'd be all right if they just stopped.
Yeah.
I'd be okay. You know, like, you go your way, we'll go ours. Let's try freedom.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here, we'll take your calls and thoughts, talking about the crackdown on freedom of expression, Article 19, which is a UK charity has done a study showing that it is at its lowest level, the freedom of expression, that is, at its lowest level in the last decade. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Peter Griffin.
No, I'm just kidding. It's Captain Kickass.
Kickass is here. And the HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com will assist you, if you're a business owner, in accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. Maybe you've got a physical location, a business where people come to you, or perhaps you go to your customer to provide a service or a product to them. You can go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and within moments, and that's not an exaggeration, it is super fast to get started. You can start accepting Bitcoin, the original, the one that's actually about to celebrate its 10th birthday or 11th birthday coming up in a month, or Dash or Bitcoin Cash at your point of sale, and you don't have to pay any insane fees or any fees at all to accept cryptocurrency. So it's a totally different situation than, say, credit cards, where you got to put in a bunch of paperwork and go through an approval process, and it takes maybe days, if not weeks, to finally get it up and running, and you got to have special hardware. None of that is the case with cryptocurrency. You got a tablet, you're already halfway done. It is super easy. You can use any iOS or Android device or any old web browser. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Go there, get started. They'll walk you right through the process. It's super easy. And it's free.
If you already have a tablet, you're most of the way there. Yeah.
HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Or a phone. Tablet or phone. Any kind of device that you're at your point of sale. So let's continue here. More from CJR.org. This is the Columbia Journalism Review looking at the status of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, journalism, and the ability to do it without being threatened, locked in a jail cell, or murdered by government goons, or any old goons, but generally it's government goons that are the real concern here.
But you're redundant, government goons.
Indeed. And I'm intending to be redundant in that case.
You can say that again.
I'm intending to be redundant in that case. One of the biggest factors, they say, is the strongman politics, which is promoting a muscular form of majoritarian populism, which excludes, polarizes, and silences, railing against the speed bumps of democratic institutions and limits on the exercise of power. Here are some more threats from or to freedom of expression. Unprecedented control, they say. In addition to the Article 19 overview, a new report prepared by a group of journalistic organizations, including the International Press Institute, the Committee to Protect Journalists, European Center for Press and Media Freedom, and Reporters Without Borders, says that in the past decade, the government in Hungary has, quote, systematically dismantled media independence, freedom, and pluralism, distorted the media market, and divided the journalistic community in the country, achieving a degree of media control unprecedented in an EU member state. The report notes that the construction of a pro-government media empire, quote, serves as a vast propaganda machine for the government of Prime Minister Viktor Orban, insulating large parts of the public from access to critical views and information. And if you're thinking, as you're, you know, I'm reading that, you're thinking, well, this is the United States. It's not like that here. You got to understand something. What we have here with, when you look at like Fox News and MSNBC or CNN, where people think that at a glance, like, oh, well, they're different. You know, Fox is against MSNBC and CNN is against, well, we already gave you an example earlier tonight of how ABC News had a reporter fired over at a competing so-called journalism company, CBS or whatever it was.
Yep.
So they're doing favors for one another behind the scenes. But also, the fact is, all these journalists are really doing, and you know, I don't even know if using that term is fair to what these people do. They all are pro-state.
Oh, yeah.
They all are in favor of, let's say, whatever war, you know, the government goons in the U.S. happen to be involved in. They just don't like, they're just sort of nibbling around the outside edges of, oh, well, there's this controversy over General such and such, or, oh, should this president be impeached or not, and look at this this team over here, the Republicans, they're fighting this team over here, the Democrats, and they take sides on those really relatively insignificant in the scheme of things conflicts. I mean, you were just talking with Jerome a moment ago, our caller from Charleston, who's always, every call, he's always railing against Trump, as though we would be somehow better off if Mike Pence took office.
Or anybody, really.
Well, but that's what they want, right? They want Trump to be impeached.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to impeach Pence at the same time.
Right.
No one's talking about that. So you lose Trump, you get Pence. Is that really an improvement?
Well, and we've seen these impeachments before. Nothing happens.
No, nothing.
In my entire lifetime, I think there's been several impeachment attempts.
A couple.
And at least two.
Yeah.
This is probably the third in my lifetime, right. I think. I'm aging myself here, but that's okay. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happened. Nothing's going to happen.
Clinton
nothing
still parades around. He's a former president. Still gets treated like it. Gets $100,000 speaking fees.
And, man, it riles me up.
It's frustrating. But again, these media people here in the U.S., they're not questioning anything that's actually important.
No, well, and these media companies, right, all of the big networks and anybody owned by all of the big networks, they have a department dedicated to receiving press releases from governments, right, be it federal, state, mm-hmm. city, whatever it is. And all they do is regurgitate whatever is sent to them. They don't take that information and investigate it, see if it's true. They just go, oh, the government said it. So let's just read it verbatim. And that's why you can see, like, some folks who put together those videos of, like, folks saying the exact same thing across all the networks for the exact same story. It's because all they're doing is regurgitating the press release that the government sent them instead of doing what they should do, which is investigating it to find out if there's any truth to it.
Well, that would be like work.
Yeah.
It's too hard. I can just read this instead of doing any actual, you know, thinking.
Well, yeah. I mean, rip and read is what they call it in the radio world, where you know they just rip from the Associated Press, they came from physically ripping a piece of paper off of the AP printer in the radio room, right?
Right.
You'd go in, you'd grab a story, and you'd go on the air with it. And it's lazy, but. I mean, look, we were talking off the air about the 80-20 rule.
That's true.
That 80% of the people are doing 20% of the work, and 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work. And that's true across the board, and it's true of journalism as well. Let's go to the phones here. We got Mike. He's on the line in Detroit watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the radio. And so, you know, you're done.
You've been flushed.
Yeah. So
it's the seven words that George Carlin lays out very well. If you don't know them, go ahead and Google George Carlin, seven words. You can't say those on the radio, and there's a few other things. But definitely the dropping the F-bomb, no. Sorry, pal.
Sorry, buddy. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And, I am sorry about that.
Well, yeah.
I do wish.
I wanted to hear what Mike had to say.
I don't know. I mean, it probably wasn't worth listening to, but you know, there's a certain type of caller that watches us on YouTube and Twitch and whatever, and they just, I don't know if it's their goal or they're just that clueless. They either have a goal of trying to say the F word on the radio, or they just don't really have any idea that these are the rules. Because, I mean, you know, does a 19-year-old actually listen to the radio? Do they know?
Do they know what radio is?
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. When's the last time you saw a teenager holding a newspaper? And there's more coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. Press freedom under attack. Freedom of expression as well.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida has left three people dead. The suspect was a pilot in Saudi Arabia's Air Force in the U.S. for training since 2017. Authorities say he opened fire in a classroom building when police shot and killed him. The gunman was Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Air Force. He was stationed in Pensacola as it's the Navy's primary base for aviation training. Reporter Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump says the Saudi king called to express condolences.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter.
Like most Americans on the base, the Saudi airman was not supposed to be armed. The base commander says, with few exceptions, only security personnel are supposed to carry weapons. That's now part of the FBI's investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so hop into one of those if you want to get on the air with us. It's Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
Plus, want to make sure you know about Alpha Male 2.0. Have you heard of Caleb Jones? He's the creator of Alpha Male 2.0, and Free Talk Live will be hosting a free live webinar with Caleb with Q&A on December 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can register at alpha.freetalklive.com. Caleb has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and date women under their terms. He asks questions like, what good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? To some, what Caleb teaches is controversial. However, he's not creating sound bites for shock value. He believes deeply in the Alpha 2.0 way of life, and he wants to help you be more than just a beta male, or even more than an alpha male. He wants to help you become an Alpha Male 2.0. You can attend the free live webinar Tuesday, December 10th. That's coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern. Register now at alpha.freetalklive.com. That's alpha.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about freedom of expression at its lowest point, according to a study by a UK group called Article 19. Its lowest point globally in a decade. We talked to John in Delaware first up here, listening to WILM. Hello, John.
Hello, fellas. My verbs are punch, kick, run, and my pronouns are he, him, hoo, hoo, ha.
He, him, hoo, hoo, ha.
Welcome.
I think I'm going to write a song called He, Him, Hoo, Hoo, Ha.
I write songs all the time. I called you guys a couple weeks ago rapping the song, remember? Probably not.
I don't know.
You sound kind of familiar. Anyway, John, what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, I was going to call about the media and the fact that it's so obvious that the media, you know, works for the Democrat Party, the DNC. I mean, I actually believe that it's possible that the DNC may work for the media, and the so-called deep state isn't in the government. They're in the media. I think the media thinks it rules this country, my brother.
Well, now, when you say the media, what do you mean? Yeah. I mean, aren't we the media, like on Free Talk Live?
I'm talking about the press. I'm talking about the newspapers, the news channels, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
Well, I mean, you're saying the Fox News works for the DNC?
Not the DNC, Fox News. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I believe that the media believes that they control the narrative of our government. They don't think that the people, we the people, control it, nor do they think that we're smart enough to control it.
Well, I definitely do not control the government. They're a criminal gang, a criminal enterprise. Hmm?
Surprise. I know that just as well as you do. None of us do it. It's never been power to the people as far as I've lived, and I'm 41. Anyway, I just believe, this is my hypothesis, I believe that, you know, these tycoons that own these gigantic news networks, Soros and all these other fellows, these people are the people that, you know, it's a powerful thing to have the news and the media to have all that control. If you remember the movie The Godfather, he told the guy, he said, you know, the most powerful thing you can have on your side is the media. The media is power. That right? You write the narrative. You write the story. And people believe what they listen to on the news. And people believe what they read.
Yep.
So I think the media has more power than our own government. I mean,
they definitely have the power to influence, and that is an important, you know, level of control. But, I mean, they're not dropping bombs on anybody.
No, but certainly the power of propaganda does have a brainwashing effect.
It goes a far way. Sometimes you don't need ammunition, man. People can be verbal assassins, my brother.
But I don't know how much of it is actually, like, a conscious choice as far as, like, media deciding to be a certain way or whatever versus they were just educated by the government, you know, gang schools, and so they believe truly in a lot of the things that they say.
Believe what the government tells you.
So, I mean, it's...
Believe what the government tells you.
Do you really believe that they believe what they're saying? They actually believe that our president is a racist?
I think some of them believe that, sure.
That Donald Trump was involved in Russian collusion? They actually believe that?
I really don't think so.
These are intelligent people. It's a story they're throwing out there that they want.
Go back to any presidential election and listen to the promises that were made pre-election and then see how many of them actually came true. And it will be a very, very revealing process.
Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. David is in New Mexico on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Hey, him with a hoo-ha. Sounds like the cop that arrested me or that wrote me up on charges for my attempt at media freedom. Calling
him
hoo-ha?
Him
with a hoo-ha. Yeah, Mary Grace, the 6 foot, 300-pound dude that goes by Mary Grace Badass, who is the cop that wrote me up and has a lower voice than I do.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't think Julian Assange could get nailed for treason because he's not a citizen of the U.S., is he?
No, he's not, which is why it's all crazy.
I mean, like, you know, they can just say things and then prosecute a guy and everybody go, oh, yeah, that seems okay.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to charge him with. I believe the indictment against him is sealed. So, you know, it's all speculation, I think, at this point as far as what exactly.
Yeah.
Last I heard of it, maybe there's been an update.
I've actually been in court lately, had another hearing on these charges by the University of New Mexico radio station is trying to put me in prison for 3 years.
Because you called the radio station, which is as a university, which is publicly funded. You called them up. They were upset about something you said. They told you they didn't want you to call back. You called back, and they sick the police on you. You've been charged criminally with harassment. And so what's the latest in this case?
Well, we had a hearing the other day, and because I've been bankrupted by this whole thing in New Mexico over my children, they had to appoint me an attorney. And the attorney, I have a right to effective. I have a right to counsel and a right to effective counsel. And the attorney never even contacted me once during any of this process. I managed to chase him down once. And so I've been doing all kinds of calling of the courthouse myself to make arrangements for this and arrangements for that and arrangements for the other thing that I wouldn't have to do if the attorney was actually doing his job. So that's one issue. And I managed to get that. I appeared telephonically and got that objection on the record.
David, I think you have the right to counsel, but I don't think there's anywhere that says you have a right to effective counsel.
Or is that the case in New Mexico?
Actually, Captain Cuckass, there is an actual thing that nice. if you are convicted of something, there is a thing where you would file a petition after the fact, after your conviction and all that, and argue that you were denied effective counsel. Counsel must be effective. If they're not effective, then you can get a whole new trial.
And is that only in New Mexico, or is that elsewhere? Do you know?
No, that's a law thing. That's a due process thing throughout the whole United States. It's accepted that.
So, are you
going to
try
to
fire this attorney?
Right now, I'm letting him. Maybe right now, what I'm doing is letting him hang himself by continuing to demonstrate that he's not living up to what the law requires him to do. So I'm giving him more rope right now. So if you're listening, John Reinhart, that's what I'm doing.
All right. So there you go. David in New Mexico. Thanks for the call tonight.
I actually don't mind his insults because he's funny.
Sometimes.
I mean, yeah, sometimes he's not as funny as he thinks he is, but he's all right.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about freedom of expression on the downturn, lowest point in a decade, according to a study done by Article 19, a UK group looking at the planets, saying it's worse now than it has been in 10 years. Plus, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Captain Kickass will be telling us about a town that has disbanded. And we'll tell you why and what happened. That's on the way. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You can jump into any one of those. There's several options for you. Just the top five channels on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? It is a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners any old time you want to. It's there around the clock. And there's some pretty entertaining stuff that you'll find in the Discord. It's free, by the way. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. I do recommend that you download the Discord app. It does help. It makes things a little nicer. They have a web version, but the app is pretty sweet.
I've never used the web version. I've only ever used the app.
The web version does pretty much what the app does, just in a web browser.
Yeah.
So it's a way you can kind of take it for a test drive without having to install an app if you want. But anyway, go to discord.lrn.fm to get into our server and enjoy chatting with our listeners there. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, a few more thoughts here on freedom of expression. It's been the focus of the show here tonight. Of course, phones are open, so you can always bring up anything that you want. The story coming from CJR.org, which is the Columbia Journalism Review, looking at a UK-based charity, Article 19, that has released a report showing that freedom of expression globally is at its lowest point in a decade. We've seen a lot of erosion of online freedoms of expression, whether we're talking about, you know, platforms that are large like YouTube, whether we're talking about government cracking down on various different, you know, areas in real life or online, and not just the United States, but again, this is the entire planet. And they, in fact, said that the only areas of the planet where media and digital expression is not lower than they were a decade ago, as far as freedoms are concerned, is the Middle East and North Africa. So everywhere around the globe, for the most part, has seen a reduction in freedom of expression. And that's a huge problem. There's a couple more bullet points here that they are sharing that are maybe worth throwing out to you. They point out, careful what you wish for. Last week, comedian and actor Sacha Baron Cohen, who, by the way, I really enjoy the guy's work. I think he does a lot of really interesting stuff. Probably don't agree with him much politically.
Yeah, but he's still funny.
But, you know, his characters, for those that don't know, this is the Borat guy. He's got a couple other characters. Ali G was what he started with a couple decades ago.
Yeah.
What's the designer? He's got, like, the super flaming, like, fashion designer.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Bruno, I think was his name.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And those were the three characters he started with. And then he did another show for Showtime, which lasted just a season within the last couple of years, where he just kind of did some undercover stuff in the United States as different characters. And that was a pretty entertaining program. But anyway, he gave an impassioned speech after receiving an award from the Anti-Defamation League, which was also published as an op-ed in the Washington Post, in which he railed against Facebook and YouTube and their reluctance to remove offensive content, including misinformation. So he's saying they're not going far enough.
As a comedian, he should be the first to understand how asinine that is and how backwards it is to his
career. Has he seen his own content?
Yeah, or any comedian's content. I mean, without, like, imagine, I don't know, probably guys he looked up to, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, you know, those guys, not being able to do their act.
That happened, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've seen his stuff. He's some of the most offensive content out there. I mean, he does things that are absolutely outrageous and hilarious.
It'd be like Doug Stanhope calling for, like, suppression of his own material.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that he wants his material to stay up, but it's that hate speech. That hate speech has got to go. Even though he's not particularly kind to the people that he doesn't like politically or whatever, in his skits. But as Verge writer Casey Newton pointed out in his Interface newsletter, the desire to have someone force these companies to remove hate speech or misinformation can backfire. To see how, we need to look no further than Singapore's new fake news law, which has already been used to force an opposition politician to modify a Facebook post to include his government's position on the topic he mentioned in the post, along with a large banner across the original saying, false.
What?
Yeah, a fake news law has been put into place in Singapore, which can modify posts on social media after the fact. If some government goon decides that's fake news, then you have to go back in and make changes. And I presume if you don't, there's probably some sort of criminal penalty.
Oh, I'm sure.
So some scary stuff here. You know, the press against freedom of speech is loud. There's a lot of people. It's not just Sacha Baron Cohen. You've got these college students that have been, you know, railing against freedom of speech. If Vincent were here, the guy that has hosted over the past couple of nights with us, he's a college student in Keene, New Hampshire. The college here is Keene State College, and they're working on a so-called free speech policy, which is anything but. Right now.
I mean, of course it is. If you have to have something called a free speech policy,
yeah, you got a problem.
You're getting anything but free speech.
Exactly. Just like free trade policies aren't really free trade.
Or what was the other thing the college is? The free speech zones? Right?
Yep,
oh, you can have free speech, but only in this specific 4-foot by 4-foot area, or whatever it was.
Yeah, I remember they tried to put me, I was at some sort of event at Keene State, there was some politician coming there or whatever, and, you know, we do some bird dogging from time to time here and give them a hard time, whoever they are. I don't even remember which politician it was.
Little heckling, you say?
Yeah, and so they were like, oh, you're a protester? You can go over there. And you know, and then they point over like way far away from whatever is going, where they actually had like a penned off zone for people with signs or whatever to stand in, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh my God,
I'm not going there. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything about it. So a lot of this stuff is voluntary, even though you don't realize it, because if it sounds like an order and it's coming from a man with his hand on his gun or hovering over his gun, some uniformed thug, cop or whatever, then a lot of people are just going to do what they're told. Yeah. Another example of this was the Manchester, New Hampshire airport. We went there to do a free speech outreach kind of thing where I think Is it the time where the guy had the gun strapped to his back? There was one time where a dude went with a rifle strapped to his back.
Open carrying.
Open carrying at the airport, which I thought was pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
And then there was another time where we did don't take our rights, or no, don't strip our rights. And it was Derek J. and Kelly Voluntarist who'd stripped down to their underwear, and they were walking around handing out flyers. It was one of those two times. But anyway, I was there to document it. I had a video camera, and some agent comes up from the security division at the airport, and they're like, well, we've got an area for you. It's down here. And he brought a map with him, and he's like pointing on the map, and we're like, well, no, we're not going to go there because, you know, we've got free speech, and we're going to go in and exercise it. Have a nice day. And your average person who doesn't understand really how to assert themselves.
And he's like, oh, gosh, sorry, like, I guess I'll go over there.
Right. And then there goes their free speech because guess where the free speech zone was? It was like right at the very front of where the cars start coming into the airport where there's no foot traffic whatsoever.
It's in a dingy basement, three floors down.
Behind the dumpster. You know, that's the way it is. And you have to put your feet down. You have to say no. Otherwise, the people who want to suppress your rights will keep pushing.
Yeah.
They'll keep pushing as far as they possibly can, and it's up to the individual to stand up for themselves. The final point here from the story, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a law that will allow Russia to declare journalists and bloggers as, quote, foreign agents, unquote, a move that critics say will allow the Russian government to target critics of the administration. According to the new law, both Russian citizens and foreigners who work with media or distribute content and receive money from foreign organizations will be declared to be foreign agents. It's not clear who exactly will fall under the new definition, but some critics warn that journalists and their sources could be defined in this way, and potentially even people who share content on social media networks.
Wow.
More than 60 prominent journalists, writers, and activists urged the president not to sign the law in an open letter, but Putin decided to ignore their advice. But again, before you look at that and say, oh, well, that's Russia.
No, that's here because the politicians have, you know, decided that some Russian guy made some memes and posted them on Facebook and thus affected the election. Right, but if I make a meme and post it on Facebook, oh, it's just crazy Captain Kickass posting a funny meme, right? So, like, what's the difference between us? Nothing. It's just what one, you know,
army. Are you getting funding from the Russian government?
No, I'm getting funding from nobody, and I don't mean nobody. The co-host. I mean no one.
We have more on the way.
Funding me.
Count up. We're going to get into your story here, Captain Kickass, about a town government that has been disbanded.
The citizens, quote unquote, told them to GTFO.
I want to know how this is even possible. You'll tell us about it coming up in hour number three. And, of course, you can join us. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would it be nice to wake in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.